Good morning. You are tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with four guests that I'm excited to introduce you to. Over on the far left, we have Kevin Knox, who's the race director for Change Your Latitude Race coming up this weekend.
Good morning.
Good morning. And next to him, we have Barbara. Oh, I thought I'd be able to pronounce your last name, and now I've forgotten. Lestelic?
Lestelic.
Barbara Lestelic, who's here from California and is going to be swimming in the race this weekend. Thank you for coming, Barbara.
Thank you.
And next to her, we have Scott Zornig, also a swimmer who will be competing this weekend, also from California. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And then we have a local swimmer, Dean Orbison, who's going to be here also swimming on Sunday.
Yes.
All right. Thank you all for coming in this morning to talk about Change Your Latitude. First, let's talk about that right away. I see you moving the microphone over. Thanks, Barbara. Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about when and what the race is, maybe a little bit about timing as well?
Sure. So this will be the ninth year that we've run Change Your Latitude, the 57 Degree North Open Water Challenge. It's the northernmost open ocean race that you can participate in the U.S., and one of the most northern in the world. We're really excited this year about welcoming up a whole mess of people that are coming in from out of town, and also a bunch of local swimmers swimming with us. This Sunday morning, swimmers will be departing from the beach. The 10K course starts at 8, and the other waves of 6K, 3K, and 1Ks are after that. We'll have a whole mess of people in the water by 10 o'clock if you want to come down and watch a lot of people splashing around and a bunch of kayaks out there helping them out. It's a good time to get down there.
And a great place to go to view it is the Sitka National Historical Park, is that right?
Yes. So the start finish is at the Science Center Beach, and the turn buoy is out in front of Indian River, so the swimmers swim back and forth over a 3.3K course, so some of them are going to be doing that three times.
Okay, great. Well, so now that we know a little bit about the details of the race, let's talk a little bit more about swimming itself and swimming in the water. I know that for Barbara and Scott, this is your first time doing this particular race. Dean, you've done this race before, but all of you have done races throughout the world, swimming in the water. So let's talk a little bit, Barbara, let's talk with you first, because it sounds like you're maybe the newest to open water swimming of this group here today. Can you tell us a little bit about your swimming experience? Have you always been a swimmer?
I started swimming when I was three. On a community team.
Okay.
Spent my whole life, pretty much.
You've always been a swimmer.
Yes.
When did you switch from swimming pools to the ocean?
In the last 2 years, I did a lot of mostly pool swimming and scuba diving a long time ago, and then I met somebody at the pool that was doing Catalina Channel, and she told me about the group. And I was too busy with my kids to know about it before, and I started swimming with them, and I've had a blast the whole time.
So there's a group down there that swims out in the ocean on a regular basis.
Every day except Monday. Okay. And I just basically, ever since I met them, I've been swimming.
Okay.
And doing all their fun swim camps and competitions.
What is it that you like about swimming in the ocean? Maybe it has something to do with this group. I'm not sure, but
I'm not really scared anymore, and I'm just really enjoying myself. When I was a kid, I did a lot of scuba diving and swimming in the ocean, but I was scared a lot. And now I bring my GoPro and I take pictures, and then I work on getting in shape. But I think the funnest part for me is I'm just really enjoying it.
What were you scared of before?
Of course, especially in Monterey, there were some big creatures there. But I think I tell my daughter, I'm like, don't watch those movies because it ruins it for you. I think some of the movies ruined the whole thing for me.
And
even if there have been sightings, I've been just having a blast, and I haven't seen one.
You never have had an experience?
No, and okay. I'm in the water almost every day.
Okay, that's great. So that's great to hear. Well, you're the organizer of this group that Barbara's talking about. Is that right, Scott?
Or that's true. A participant? We started this group in Laguna Beach back in 1986. There was three of us, and over the years we've grown to over 300 people that participate fairly regularly.
Wow. You were saying earlier that you've been swimming in the ocean for 35 years, so this is something you do a lot of.
Right. So like Barbara, I started off as an age group swimmer. I swam in high school. I did a couple years in college, and then I got married, quit swimming. And then, like I said, it was like 1987, I discovered the sport of open water swimming, and I fell in love with it. It's just all the things I disliked about the pool. Swimming in the ocean, it brought back my love of swimming. And so we just started this group, and we've kept it going, and it just keeps building. And each year we try to find different events to do. We have swim camps. We travel across the country. We just do a lot of fun things, and everybody really seems to enjoy it. And you know, again, it's all about the camaraderie. We do have some competitive people, but at the end of the day, it's about having fun and, you know, eating good food at good restaurants. And
oh, so. That sounds great. I am curious a little bit before we talk about kind of your different experiences swimming in particular races. What it was about the pool, like when you said that you started swimming in the ocean again, you found what you loved about swimming that you didn't like in the pool. What was that difference?
I think just in a pool, you're always racing against the clock, and you're staring at a line on the bottom of it. And you know, that was fine for many years, but you know, after a while, it became old. And, swimming in the ocean, every time you enter it, it's a different experience. Some day the water's colder, other days it's warmer. I have seen the fish that Barbara hasn't yet.
wow.
But you know what? We've had a couple of encounters, but they don't seem interested. And so we've overcome our fears but every time we go out, you just see fish, you see marine life. We've seen whales and dolphins, and some days the ocean's calm, other days it's, you know, you wonder why you even got in, because it's a little bit scary.
Right.
That's why I think we enjoy it.
Yeah. So what is one of, you've done a lot of races, you swim all the time in the ocean. What's one of the more memorable experiences you've had from either racing or just swimming in the ocean?
I like to push myself, and I've done some cold water swims. I did a couple swims in Iceland a few years ago that, the water got down to 34 degrees, and but very memorable. It's all about how long you can last in the water at a certain temperature without a wetsuit.
You did that without a wetsuit?
Correct. Yeah. And then I've done some long distance swims. My longest is 28 miles, and that was when I swam around Manhattan in New York. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Catalina Channel several years ago. Really enjoyed that. Last year I did a swim in Denmark where we swam around the Parliament, and it was just lovely. It was really a romantic swim. I've swam around every pier in the state of California. We have 73 piers, and we got a group together, and we said, hey, would it be fun to try to swim around every pier? And we did it, and it took us almost 3 months to get it done. But
wow. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun. Will you be, quote, naked swimming this race? You won't be. You'll be without.
I didn't bring a wetsuit, okay. So I do plan to swim naked.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Dean, you're our local swimmer in the studio this morning. You've done this race. I think you were saying maybe six different times. And what about you? Are you going to be swimming with a wetsuit?
We Alaskans swim with wetsuits. The Californians go naked. So amazing to swim with them yesterday and see them all jump in the water with just their swimsuit on. And, of course, I put my wetsuit on, and I need it. Part of the reason that I enjoy ocean swimming is because you have a wetsuit, and it makes you float. And to me, it's a lot like swimming on an air mattress. You can't sink if you want to. And if you're tired, you can just lay there and rest.
Okay, so I see why you do the race.
Yes.
But you'll be doing the 6K, is that
I'm
right?
doing the 6K.
Okay, and is that typically what you swim?
Well, the last 2 years I've done the 10K, but I'm not in as good a shape this year, and so I'm doing the 6.
Okay. Well, people should come out to Sitka National Historical Park to see Dean and other locals, as well as many swimmers from California. It sounds like your group is going to be here.
Scott brought up 23 swimmers.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a very exciting group. We'll have over 60 people in the water tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Or on Sunday.
On Sunday. So Sunday, August 12th. Thank you, Kevin, Barbara, Scott, and Dean for coming in this morning and talking about the Change Your Latitude Open Water Race on Sunday. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.